Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And with the Lord's help, I trust I may be able to conclude a message I've been sharing with you about the ministry of John the Baptist, Prepare Ye the Way of the Lord. And we were looking most recently at the character of his testimony. There are some significant features in his life and ministry that reflect our calling as well. For example, he fulfilled prophecy, and God has given us, there's in the Word, there's a prophetic fulfillment coming to pass in our lives. Like in Ezekiel, he said, I will give them one heart, I'll put a new spirit within you. He's talking about the latter days. He's talking about what he was doing in and through the new covenant with the people of God, the church, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. So just as John fulfilled prophecy, this body of Christ that God is raising up in the earth today is a prophetic fulfillment which the prophet spoke centuries ago. We see in John's testimony and abandonment of self, and that's true for us. As Paul, we have to decrease that the Lord might increase. And then finally, his purpose, John's purpose, and ours should be to glorify Christ. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. We as John shouldn't be concerned about our way, but the way of the Lord. You know, just as Jesus said, if we would put the kingdom of God first, didn't he say all those other things would be added to us? All the things that we need, the Father knows the things that we need in our daily life, the spiritual needs, the material, literal, physical needs. He knows all of that. But if we would put his kingdom first, then we would see our needs met. And so let's look about this phrase, prepare ye the way of the Lord. I'd like to share with you that this imagery is drawn from the strategies of the great conquerors of the East. And it's really very interesting. When a king would travel with his entourage through the desert, workmen would be sent before them. Workmen would precede him to clear the debris and smooth out the roads to make the trip easier. You know, that would make sense. Royalty was coming, right? And they sent a herald before them to call the people of the countries through which they marched to prepare for their approach. A king's highway had to be carried through the open land of the wilderness. Valleys had to be filled in, hills had to be leveled, winding bypaths straightened for the march of the great army and king. And so, beloved, what parallels can we draw? What kind of spiritual application can we make? Well, the wilderness, beloved, that's the world in which we're living. It's lying in darkness and wickedness and evil. And by faith in God, through the victory that the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished for us through the great atonement on Calvary, we, partnering with the Holy Spirit, can make low the mountains and hills. We can bring down the spiritual pride and arrogance of man. And valleys are to be exalted. The poor in spirit can be received into the kingdom of God. The widows, the orphans, those in other countries, the poor in our own country that have not, it's hard to believe that here in America people haven't heard about Jesus. But beloved, we're living in a wilderness place, and we have to avail ourselves of the opportunities that God would open in our individual lives to talk about Jesus, to say that he is coming. We, as John, must seek to honor and to glorify Christ. He is the preeminent one. They are his ways and his paths. Think about this. Jesus He is so many things to us. He's all things. He's the one that fills things in. Verse 5, every valley shall be filled. He fills up the valleys by exalting them. He fills the hungry with good things from the table of the Lord. No matter how deep, no matter how wide the need, God can fill those needs according to his unsearchable riches in Christ Jesus. And he's a humbling one. He, verse 5, every mountain and hill shall be made low. He brings down that he may raise up. Doesn't he do that? You know, pride comes before a fall. And Saul, it took actually him being knocked off a horse, being blinded on the road to Damascus before he would acknowledge that he was actually persecuting the Lord. He had a tremendous turnaround, and he realized that for all his religious zeal, in ignorance, he was actually persecuting the very body of believers that Christ had died for. And it transformed his life into a wonderful man of God that we know as the Apostle Paul. So Jesus, the Lord, is the upright one. It says, the crooked shall be made straight. You know, we were once part of a crooked nation. Philippians 2:15 says, we were once in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, but now we're blameless, harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke. He's the comforting one. The rough places shall be made plain or made smooth. That's verse 2. Rough ways have caused many to faint. Many lose heart because of those rough places. They get discouraged. But beloved, Jesus can make your difficult places smooth. He can give you straight paths before your feet. And he's the universal one. He's the only true God. There is salvation in no other name whereby we might be saved. Verse 6, all flesh shall see the salvation of God. This is a good tidings of the gospel for all people. Numbers 14 and 21 says, as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Praise God. Let me just share again those marvelous verses in chapter 40 of Isaiah. And this is our calling, beloved, as John the Baptist. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. We're to encourage one another, beloved, in the Lord. Cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, her iniquity is pardoned. We need to remind one another that Jesus paid it all. Our sins have been forgiven, and the warfare has been accomplished, that Jesus triumphed openly over principalities and powers. He has the keys of death and hell, and he's given us the keys of the kingdom, that whatever we should bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. It's already had been accomplished. We're agreeing with the heart and will of God. Praise God. Verse 3 says, the voice of him crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, the crooked shall be made straight, the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Going down to verse 9, O Zion, this is our task that bringeth good tidings. Get thee up into the high mountain. Beloved, get into the high places of God. Ascend the mountain, the Mount of Zion, and go in the Spirit to where the presence of the Lord is. It goes on to say, O Jerusalem, that brings good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Don't be afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Praise God. And I'll just read these couple more verses, verse 10 and 11. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Praise God. Beloved, we have been given a much greater ministry, if you consider it, than John the Baptist. How great is the responsibility and the privilege. John, the people that he ministered to, they He spoke the word of the Lord. They had the opportunity to accept Jesus, the greater one, the Lamb of God who was in their midst, the Messiah. But beloved, as the body of Christ, we are proclaiming, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And beloved, as we declare that message, we don't know how much longer we have, but there will be no more choices. We're dealing with eternal destinies. We should have an eternal perspective that the words we now speak will determine the eternal destiny needs of men, if they will hear us, beloved. The NIV says of verse 1 and 2 in Isaiah 40, speak tenderly to Jerusalem, proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, her sin has been paid for, and the Lord will give her twice as many blessings as he gave her punishment before. In Luke, the third chapter, verses 4 through 6, you know, that message is repeated. Isaiah 40 and 9, this is the Living Bible, crier of good news, shout to Jerusalem from the mountaintops, shout it louder, don't be afraid, tell the cities of Judah, your God is coming, praise God. And beloved, that's the simple message, Jesus is coming again, and we need to prepare our hearts and be used as John the Baptist to get others prepared for the Lord's coming. Praise God. It's been a privilege to share these wonderful truths with you. Let's close in prayer. Lord, I thank you for those who have heard with their spiritual ears this great calling we've been given. And Lord, we thank you that this treasure dwells in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Lord, anoint everyone who has said yes. Lord, let us be as Isaiah. Lord, here we are, send us, and let us be the voice of God to this generation and prepare the way of the Lord for the coming of Jesus. For the Lord would say, my beloved, I anoint you with this calling. I anoint you, and you shall not be afraid. Fear not the faces of those who would stand against you, but know that I will make the way straight before you, and it shall lead to the very mount of the Lord, says your God. I strengthen you. I cause your footsteps to be firm. They shall not be turned aside, and you shall walk a sure path and a clear path, and I shall lead you to the high heights of Zion, and you shall rejoice for the dealings of God with you, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, it has been a privilege to minister to you. I invite you to tune in next time, and we'll see what the Lord has for us. Thank you for listening. Whatever those prayer needs are, God is a miracle-working God. I invite you to write. The announcer will give you our contact information. And until next time, I love you. This is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,